Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanao Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavaritamastumavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So reading from Mahabharata, chapter 12, The Fall of Bhishma. As sunrise approached on the 10th day, the sounds of thousands of drums, cymbals, conches, and trumpets filled the air. Donning their armor and taking up their blood-stained weapons, the warriors came forward for battle. The Pandavas arranged for Shikhandi to ride in his chariot at the forefront of their formation. Bhima and Arjuna protected his two flanks, and behind him came Abhimanyu and Draupadi's sons. Then, spreading out in a fan behind them, all the Panchalas, headed by Drishtadyumna, Satyaki and Chetikana, stood ready to fight. Other powerful Ratas and Maharatas protected the formation's key points. With a joyful roar, they rushed at the Kauravas. Right, so even 10 days, so this is the Kshatriyas, that 10 days of battle and it's been so severe, and they're still enthusiastic to perform their duties, you know, like that. So this is the nature. Bhishma stood at the center of the Kaurava formation. Duryodhana ordered his best fighters to surround and protect him. He knew the Pandavas would target him. Until they checked Bhishma, their success would be uncertain. Duryodhana himself stayed close to the grandfather, carefully watching the Pandavas' moves. As the two armies clashed, the slaughter began. Knowing that it would likely be his last day, Bhishma made one final and supreme effort. If he were to fall, then he should go down fighting to the best of his ability. He let loose his arrows on the Pandava troops in incessant showers, and countless men, horses, and elephants fell under his assault. It began to seem as if Bhishma was present everywhere as he wheeled about in the battle. All five Pandavas went towards him, awed by his power. They honored him in their minds. With depressed hearts, they gazed at him even as the gods had gazed at Dhritarasura. He was consuming their forces like a fire swallowing a forest. Standing between Bhima and Arjuna, Shikhandi roared out his challenge and sent three arrows at Bhishma. They struck him on the chest, penetrating his armor. Right, because Shikhandi is also a Maharati. You know, he's a very good fighter. It's not that, oh, he's just this one that Bhishma won't fight with. No, he also, in his own right, is a Maharati. He's a great fighter. Just Bhishma won't fight because he knows the whole history behind Shikhandi. Bhishma felt his anger rise, but with a slight smile, he called out, "Oh, Shikhandi, I will never strike you in this fight. You are even now the same person the Creator made you before and are no match for me." Shikhandi was infuriated by Bhishma's words. "You are the destroyer of Kshatriyas, O mighty-armed hero. I have heard of your fight with Parasuram and have seen for myself your prowess. Still, I will fight with you. Whether you fight back or not, I will slay you in battle. Know this for certain. O afflicter of foes, take a good view of this world while you can, for you will not escape from me with your life." Shikhandi at once fired five more arrows that pierced Bhishma in the shoulder. Wincing, Bhishma turned away from Shikhandi and attacked the warriors surrounding him. Arjuna came up next to Shikhandi and said, "Maintain your assault on the grandfather, mighty armed hero. He will not be able to harm you. I will protect you from any other fighters who come to his aid. Today we must lay Bhishma low or face the derision of our own men." Shikhandi longed for Bhishma to fight with him. He sent clusters of swift arrows at the Kuru commander, striking him all over, but Bhishma did not respond. Moving back and around in a circle, Bhishma avoided Shikhandi and at the same time rained down his shafts on the Pandavas. A huge division of elephant warriors and thousands of charioteers supported him. Duryodhana personally marshaled his forces around Bhishma, ensuring that he was carefully guarded on all sides. With a roar, Arjuna charged into the fray. Shooting countless arrows, he carved a path through the Kauravas. As he ranged about, leaving in his wake a trail of destruction, Duryodhana was alarmed and approached Bhishma. "O sire, behold how my troops are being routed by the enraged Arjuna." "As a herdsman belabors his herd with a cudgel, so Arjuna belabors my truth with his Gandiva. O mighty hero, I see no other shelter than your illustrious self." Bhishma lowered his bow and looked at Duryodhana. "O best of men, hear my words. Before the battle began, I vowed I would slaughter 10,000 men a day. I have kept my vow. Now I'll make one final promise. Today I will either kill the Pandavas or they will kill me. Thus I will liquidate the debt I owe you, arising from the food you gave me, by throwing off my mortal coil in the thick of battle." Right, so he had the vow to protect the crown, and also because he was you know, given a facility by the crown. So that was the you know, what he had told his mother, that he would see that everything goes nicely, because he had taken a vow that he wouldn't be king, or nor his descendants. So that means he won't get married, so there'll be no descendants. So he's doing that, you know, he's doing that duty, though at the same time, as it's, you know, why support a king who's wrong? Who doesn't, you know, the considerations of Dharma aren't his main considerations. So Dhritarashtra and his son, Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra on his own without Duryodhana may be able to deal. But we see that Dhritarashtra then is influenced by Duryodhana, and therefore the decisions he makes are irreligious. And this irreligiousness then means technically Drona, Bhishma, Vidura don't have to support. So Vidura, he got out of it by being sent away, you know, so then he's out on pilgrimage, so he doesn't have to deal in the fight. But Bhishma and Drona, you know, they're still, and Kripa, but Kripa said he can't be killed. So it means, yeah. So then it just leaves the two of them. And of course, Karna, he's naturally can be killed. So Bhishma then, you know, because they have, you know, given that facility and taken care and given him that honor, then he has to fight to his best because of the situation he's in. But otherwise, technically, if it was any other kind of situation, then they would naturally have given up that service. They would not have stayed as a loyal servants to Dhritarashtra when he is not a worthy king. You know, that's the bottom line, that Duryodhana and his father are not worthy kings. And not behaving in a proper way. Without another word, Bhishma moved off and began scattering arrows among the Pandava forces, like the sun drawing moisture with its rays. Right? The point is, he's giving his best, but whatever it is, Duryodhana is never satisfied. You can't satisfy him. So then the only thing is with someone who's never satisfied, then in these kind of cases, you have to use the most severe thing to prove it. That means you have to give your life in the process. You know, and so they may lament about it, but anything less than that, they wouldn't understand. So you know you're dealing with somebody who's got a problem when that's the only recourse that you have. So Bhishma is going to take that recourse. Like the sun drying moisture with his rays, he robbed the strength of all heroes who approached him, having slain 10,000 swift-moving elephants and 10,000 chargers with their riders, as well as a full 100,000 infantry. He stood on the field like a smokeless fire, right? Because a smokeless fire means it burns really, really nicely. Smokeless, if it's smoking, means it's not quite caught, but smokeless means it's really burning well. The Pandavas could not look at him, right? So 100,000 infantry, right? 10,000 elephants, 10,000 cavalry. You know, so that's already, you know, 100,000. That's 120,000 people he's already, by this time, he's already killed in battle. Right. So when he says 10,000 charioteers, it means everybody that goes along with them. So that means their elephants, their foot soldiers, everything like that. Arjuna again enthused Shikhandi. "Go towards Bhishma, O hero. Do not fear. I will dislodge him from his chariot with my sharp arrows." Shikhandi again challenged Bhishma, followed by Drishtadyumna, Abhimanyu, Drupada, and Virata. Arjuna, Yudhishthira, and the twins flanked them and joined the charge. The Kuru warriors, however, checked their advance. There was a terrible encounter between the enraged warriors. Arrows, lances, darts, and maces flew through the air, and the screams of the soldiers mixed with the clash of the weapons was intolerable. With Shikhandi before him, Arjuna steadily approached Bhishma. Seeing him moving determinedly towards the grandfather, Dushasana came before him. He checked Arjuna with a volley of shafts. Dismissing fear from his mind, he withstood the Pandava like the shore resisting the ocean. The two fighters contended like Indra and Mayasura, meeting in the celestial realm in the days of yore. Dushasana stopped Arjuna with 25 shafts, then struck Krishna with 3 more. Incensed at seeing Krishna attacked, Arjuna sped 100 long shafts at Dushasana. Penetrating his armor, they drank his blood and made him gasp with pain. Without delay, he sent back 3 arrows that struck Arjuna on the forehead. As blood streamed down his face, Arjuna was as beautiful as Mount Meru, with his towering crest stained with red oxides. Laughing loudly, Arjuna cut Dushasana's bow with 3 crescent-headed shafts, fired simultaneously. He followed that at once with 50 more hammer-headed arrows that smashed the core of his chariot. Arjuna shot 100 more spiked arrows towards Dushasana as his chariot fell apart around him. Without losing his composure, Dushasana resisted Arjuna's attack by firing his own razor-headed shafts, which cut down Arjuna's arrows in mid-air. All the warriors who saw this marvelous feat cheered Dushasana. The Kaurava prince felt encouraged and launched another 20 arrows at Arjuna. Struck by his shafts, Arjuna blazed up in fury. He sent so many arrows at Dushasana that the prince was forced to flee. With his body pierced all over, he ran 300 paces and mounted Bhishma's chariot. Right, because his chariot's been destroyed, but then he's still there standing and fighting. Because you know, much of the time the chariot gets destroyed, then they'll get off and go to another's chariot. But here he stood and fight, but then he had to run. Is it, how was it? 300 paces. 300 paces. So that means a pace is how much you step. Like that. So it'll be basically around 300 meters, like that, or 450 feet. Means that's in our measurements. They're bigger, so it'll be, that's why it mentions paces. With all their principal warriors at their head, both armies faced each other for a violent exchange of weapons. Bhishma was backed by Duryodhana, Drona, Kripa, Ashwatthama, and all the other Kuru heroes, while the 5 Pandavas, backed by Drishtadyumna, Shikhandi, Satyaki, Abhimanyu, and the other Pandava fighters, all stood against them. They fought like the gods and asuras. Watching the fight, Drona spoke to his son, who was stationed by his side. "It seems, my dear Ashwatthama, that Arjuna will exert himself fully to destroy Bhishma. See how he targets the grandfather again and again, keeping Shikhandi by his side. I am seeing many evil omens. My arrows seem to fall from my quiver and will not fit themselves to my bow. I feel my enthusiasm wane. All around us, I hear the cries of carnivorous birds and beasts. Even the earth seems to cry out in pain. And the sun is dimmed. Though clad in bright armor, the kings on our side do not shine. All these signs indicate that our illustrious sire will soon fall." Drona urged his son to challenge Arjuna. Because he is, you have two aspects. One, he's the head of the army, and so then in that aspect you're going to have that him falling is going to be a bad omen for Duryodhana's side. But you also have him as such a great personality, as a warrior and all that. So then that also has that aspect, that's why. So even if it was just him himself, not the army, these omens might still be there. Then you have on top of that he's a Mahajana. Right? So then that's why it'll be even more. Right, it says the earth is even crying. Drona urged his son to challenge Arjuna. This is not the time when dependents should think of their own lives. Fixing your mind on heaven, dear son, confront the roaring Dhananjaya. That diadem-decked hero is agitating our army like a swarm tossing the ocean. Listen to the cries of men and the constant crack of his bowstring. Go quickly and exert yourself fully to check check our grandfather before he destroys us all, or your godbrother, excuse me, to check your godbrother before he destroys us all, right? Because they were both students together. Ashwatthama moved off at once, supported by Shalya, Kripa, and Bhagadatta, along with another 6 Kaurava Maharatas. All 10 warriors advanced in a body towards Arjuna. Bhima challenged them when he saw their intention. All 10 of them trained their weapons on the powerful Pandava, but he remained unmoved by their attack. He cheerfully assailed every one of them with his own arrows, each of which resembled one of Indra's blazing lances. The Kaurava warriors found themselves completely engaged by Bhima alone. With roars of delight, he held them all at bay. Like, so Bhima's very expert in the bow and arrow and everything like that. Just his personal preference, he'd rather use the club or even just hand-to-hand go and, you know, take elephants and toss them through the air on top of another elephant. That's just, he just, because he's so strong, it gives him great pleasure that way. But it's not that he's any slouch when it comes to the bow and arrows. You see, 10 Maharatis, he's holding back alone. When only Arjuna and Shikhandi were left standing against Bhishma, Shikhandi pierced him in the chest with 10 broad-headed arrows. Bhishma gazed at him as if to burn him by that look, but he did not attack. Urged on by Arjuna, Shikhandi attacked Bhishma more and more fiercely. Arjuna also shot his golden-winged arrows at the grandsire. Bhishma fought only Arjuna, disregarding Shikhandi's arrows, which wounded him in every part of his body. So when he's saying he's not fighting, he's not even blocking the arrows. It's one thing if he blocked the arrows but didn't then send counterattacks, but he doesn't even bother with the arrows sent by Shikhandi. Right, and because it's a woman, and he also, you know, he sees that he knows who she is, because even you say, okay, she's born a woman, she's become a man now, and she's fighting and doing all the things, but he knows that it's still the same consciousness, the same Amba, that is there, that has that grudge. And so when a woman's angry at you, you don't fight back. You know, that's the thing. She's angry, you just, you know, deal with it, you know, the situation. You take that humble mood. So that's why he may be upset, but he doesn't deal. All other battles raged around him. Arjuna focused on Bhishma's chariot. After beating back an attack from Susharma and his brother Chitrasena, he rushed at Bhishma like an elephant rushing at another for the sake of a mate. Right, meaning that they're both very powerful warriors, right? Quickly, Bhagadatta placed his elephant in Arjuna's way, but the Pandava sent it reeling with a volley of swift arrows. Then Shikhandi was again before Bhishma. He rained countless arrows on his chariot. Still, Bhishma refused to fight with him. Instead, he bore his attack patiently while maintaining his assault on the soldiers supporting him. Bhishma resembled Rudra at the end of the creation. No one who came within range of his arrows escaped. Only Arjuna was able to withstand his attack and approach him, along with Shikhandi, who was still unharmed. When only Arjuna and Shikhandi were left standing against Bhishma, Shikhandi pierced him in the chest with 10 broad-headed arrows. Bhishma gazed as if to burn him by that look, but he did not attack. Urged on by Arjuna, Shikhandi attacked Bhishma more and more fiercely. Arjuna also shot his golden-winged arrows at the grandsire. Bhishma fought only Arjuna, disregarding Shikhandi's arrows, which wounded him in every part of his body. As Arjuna and Shikhandi closed on Bhishma, Dushasana came again to protect him. Cheered by the Kauravas, he single-handedly resisted the arrows of Bhishma's 2 assailants. Other charioteers came up to support Arjuna, but Dushasana struck them down. Dushasana's second son, Dhritarashtra's second son, exhibited his prowess, allowing Duryodhana to marshal more troops for Bhishma's protection. Arjuna was infuriated, losing all patience. He sent arrows that struck Dushasana like thunderbolts and tore off his armor, sending it crashing to the ground. The Kaurava fell from his chariot, then got up and ran, right? Because he's not killing him, because Bhima already said he's going to kill all the brothers. So he's just, he's fighting in such a way, you know, to get it so he can't fight. You know, he destroyed the chariot, you know, everything else. And so, and this time he's got even more, so he just directly goes, knocks his armor off and everything and that. And so then he has to leave, because otherwise without armor, he's very exposed. By then, a large force of Kaurava warriors had come to surround Bhishma. Numerous tribes of barbarians clad in animal skins and clutching bludgeons and spears rushed at Arjuna. Thousands of other soldiers galloped forward screaming their battle cries and hurled spiked lances. Not caring for their attack, Arjuna sent flaming arrows charged with mystic power. Sheets of fire tipped shafts swept through the barbarian ranks. They fell by the thousands, making the ground impassable. Those that were not slain turned back and fled.
It will continue again later. Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.